LNE Volume 3, a video by the great Franklin Carbonati, spanning Rome, Milan, London, New York, Paris, Barcelona, Montreal, and Toronto, featuring Rebo, Volvo, Snens, MTNW, Anger, Talker, Xavier, BO South, Lure, Rehab, Time, Zonic, XSM, Kemto, Salon, TD, Emno, Fayer, Toser, Nove, Stays, Villo, OSF, Waste, Soul, Zano, Guko, and What. The full video is now available on our Patreon. Enjoy, peace, love, and respect.
The fucking 80s, 70s and 80s was not good. It's not like, you know, New York now, you know. I mean, like, you hear in the news how dangerous it is outside. It's always been fucking dangerous. You know, I don't walk down the streets looking over my shoulder anymore, you know, but back then, I swear to God, I was always, you know, I always felt like there was somebody just about to jump me or fucking, you know, take my bag or trip me or something. It's, you know, it was like that. You know, I used to live in this neighborhood in Flushing, and we were getting chased all the time, just by kids, you know, random kids, like, yo, why are you looking at me? And then it's like 20 dudes fucking chasing you. It's crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah,
it's so crazy. What do you think the main differences are with this era and that era and growing up in this time period versus that time period and what that shit does to your mind always looking over your shoulder? Because it's funny, with all the shit that I see on the news and on the shit that I see on the train, the New York Post, I'm talking about only on the news I see it. I don't really see it in person as much. I'm always looking over my shoulder when I'm walking. Like, I'm always looking over my shoulder because I just see a maniac attack somebody on the train for absolutely no reason. But back then, I can't imagine, like, if you're looking at over your shoulder now and people think it's dangerous now, how it was then.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess it all depends on the person you are at the time. Like, back then, you know, I was a fat Asian kid, you know, with braces. So, of course, you know, you see that kid and you're like, yo, that kid, I can take something from him real quick. So I knew that about me, but what could I do? You know what I mean? So I always had to be tougher than I felt, you know, and you know, it teaches you a lot about yourself, about your environment, you know.
What do you think graffiti did for your life at that time period?
What, you mean back in the 80s?
Yeah, I mean during the time period where, I meant more so like the time period where you're growing up and you're literally experiencing so much shit. You're living fully.
It was fucking bananas, bro. Like, graffiti was, you know, was everything to me growing up because it introduced me to so many fucking people, you know. For instance, back, I don't know, this must have been like a year before I started writing, or, you know, I knew about it, but didn't even start to do it. My brother and I, you know, my brother told me, yo, you gotta check this fucking place out, this gallery. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever, I like art. And he took me down to Soho, and we looked into this gallery space, and it was fucking Keith Haring, but the gallery was closed.
So do you ultimately think that graffiti, in general, not for you, but in general, is a positive thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it taught me a way of seeing the world that that people may never even, you know, come to realize. You know, it makes everything just so much better. You know, there are people who yearn for things. They don't even know what they're yearning for, but they think they always think that there's something better out there for them. And they waste their whole lives away, you know, just like never being satisfied. Whereas, you know, this showed me instant satisfaction. Like it showed me a path that just really brings me a lot of enjoyment. And, you know, there's something I'm, listen, you know, you learn something at an early age, and I have to believe that, you know, your brain chemistry adapts to enrich your interests. You know what I mean? You become more receptive to that. So it starts early on, and then it just gets, it grows. But if you don't feed it, you know, and if you get pleasure from it and you don't feed it, then it stagnates and you get depressed. So you always have to, you know, you have to see art everywhere. You know, you, when the sun is out and it's, you know, it's bright and everything is really clear, you go out and you look at trees, you look at flowers, you learn about, you know, the universal geometry. You know what I mean? Like you see all these plants and how they're structured, and it gives you an understanding of what, you know, how everything vibes. You know, I can't think of a better word than vibe right now, but you know, people have to be receptive to the universe. Oh my God, I'm going to sound like one of those guys, but it's true. It's true. You know, if you open your eyes and you open your mind, there's all of these fucking signals. They're practically slapping you in the face. You just have to be open to receiving them. And I try to do that on a daily basis, things that might pass me by if I'm not looking. So I always try to be aware. You know, my wife always used to think that I'm a fucking weirdo because I'm always stopping it and staring at bicycles, bro. Bicycles are nuts. They're my, you know, I don't even have to want to ride it or anything. It's just like, there's just something beautiful about, you know, you can see, you can imagine the person riding, you know, the type of person that rides that bike. You know, it's, you know, that's a different thing. You know, a lot of people will understand, especially if you grew up in New York and bicycle messenger culture. You know, people get off on that kind of shit.
This was a segment from the Diego 127 interview. The full episode is available on our Patreon, as well as episodes from Mike Iraq, Tessa MTA, Sabe KST, Bat, Ola, Cash4, XSM, Host18, Wayne COD, Les, Sake, and Dual Wrist. Members can also opt to join our product tier. We send out products like silver mops, books, prints, and sticker packs to our members every month. Link is in this episode's description.